This is Apollo Control at 8 hours 51 minutes. Tracking of the S-4B since its first mid-course correction indicates that a second mid-course correction will not be necessary. I repeat, a second mid-course correction of the S-4B trajectory will not be necessary based on tracking to date since the first mid-course correction. The booster systems engineers plan to wait until about 10 hours elapsed time before making a final decision on whether to perform a mid-course. They want to get further tracking data from some other stations, and we'll have it by that time. But present indications are that the S-4B is on the proper trajectory to impact the moon at the planned impact point. And the booster has come up with a time based on present indications, a prediction that the impact will take place at 77 hours, 49 minutes, 23 seconds. He says he will update this time later, but that's the prediction at the present time. His studies also show that capability to command the mid-course will exist until an elapsed time of 13 hours, 48 minutes. Capability to command attitude control will exist to the same elapsed time, 13 hours, 48 minutes. And we at present have capability to track the S-4B until an elapsed time of 84 hours, 42 minutes, which is well past the predicted impact time. Apollo 13's altitude now 43,653 nautical miles from Earth, velocity 9,069 feet per second.